Lake Champlain will get a $4 million increase in federal cleanup funds this year, but the Environmental Protection Agency says Vermont still needs to develop a funding source of its own. VPR's John Dillon has more.
The additional money almost doubles the amount under the EPA's Lake Champlain program. Senator Patrick Leahy actually secured the funds back in March when Congress passed a government spending bill. But Leahy, the vice chairman of the Appropriations Committee, staged a victory lap Monday with state and federal officials.
The president's budget targeted this program for elimination. I said, that's not going to happen.
The money is aimed at reducing phosphorus pollution from urban runoff, farms, and sewage treatment plants. The state is also committed to come up with long-term funding. EPA Region 1 Administrator Alexandra Dunn says the new federal funds do not free Vermont from its obligations under the terms of the Lake Cleanup Plan. The plan, known as the Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL, sets the total phosphorus budget for the lake.
The state is still required under the TMDL to develop a long-term funding source, and the funding, as you heard discussed today, is all allocated to a variety of different specific projects. What the state source of funding will do is allow this to continue regardless of fluctuations in federal spending, and that is still critical.
EPA evaluated Vermont's lake cleanup efforts in April and gave the state a, quote, provisional pass, in part because the legislature and the Scott administration have failed to secure a long-term funding source. Various bills in the legislature included funding mechanisms or studies of how to fund the cleanup, but those didn't make it into law. Agency of Natural Resources Secretary Julie Moore says the pressure is on to secure funding that can be sustained over time.
These federal funds are an annual appropriation in many ways similar to the funds we're able to receive through the capital bill and the work of the governor and the legislature. I think everybody's interested in finding a source of funding that will be there year in and year out.
Phosphorus feeds toxic algae that blooms during the summer months, primarily in the lake's northern bays. The EPA's Dunn says she's hopeful this summer will bring fewer blooms. But climate change has made the problem worse, with warmer temperatures and increased precipitation that causes more runoff.
As we embrace this upcoming summer season, we certainly hope that we'll see a reduction, but we should reassess at the end of the summer. That may also keep the pressure on. If this summer isn't what we expect it to be, it's going to be clear we still have a long journey.
The federal budget also boosts funding for the lake's fisheries program by $1.5 million. That money will pay for sea lamprey control and help sturgeon, salmon, and lake trout recover in Lake Champlain. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.